And Wednesday morning, as always, checking in with Kimberly Eckert from Eckert Psychology and Education Center for Parenting Moments. September, Kimberly, and a great topic, how to help our children cope with the transition of going back to school during the pandemic. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Can't believe we're into another school year.
It's true, and it's a school year that our children will talk about with their grandchildren. And
indeed,
possibly their great-grandchildren.
Yeah, it's a school year like no other, I'm guessing.
That's right. So I have been doing lots of reading and research around this whole piece of how do we prepare our kids mentally for returning to school. But I found a lovely article that parents are welcome to also look up by the Canadian Press, because there's a lot out there that's for the United States, but this is Canada focused. And this is based on interviews with Jessica Cook, Nicole Rayson, and Sherry Madigan, who are all part of Canada, either through universities or through the Canada Research Center for Child Development.
Nice.
So here we go. Number one, have honest and open discussions. So for most families, your kids went back to school yesterday. And we know that managing this transition has probably been different for each of your children. So as you go through this process, have honest and open discussions. In psychology, we use the phrase, what you resist, persists, to describe how avoiding important discussions can actually lead to more persistent feelings of anxiety in children.
Mm.
It is important to have honest, factual, and open conversations with your child about COVID-19 and its implications for returning to school. Of course, we're going to tailor the depth and breadth of these conversations based on our child's age and maturity. So, for example, if you have younger kids who are in grades 1 to 3, you'll probably spend most of your time talking about what might look different in the year, the size of their class, that they might all be wearing masks, that extracurricular activities may not be happening. But for older kids, you might have to also begin to talk through their worries in a bigger way. So make sure that you can help your child and youth identify their role in staying safe, such as avoiding touching their face, washing their hands, using hand sanitizer, and keeping their distance from others. We want to try to use coping-focused language that emphasizes their active role that they can play in making sure things go well enough, rather than focusing on things that are out of their control, like saying, don't get sick.
Indeed. It's like we're all going to be going back to school in a way, even the parents learning lots this year.
That's right. Absolutely.
Indeed. So great information. We'll continue this every Wednesday throughout the month of September. Kimberly, for those that are looking for your services of you and your team, I know EckertCenter.com, you've got a new online booking system over the last little bit.
We do. And our website is all up to date and easy to navigate, so that if you do need additional support at this time for any of your children or for you as parents, we're here for you.
Sounds good. EckertCenter.com for that. And of course, every week we give you a chance to win a free consultation with Kimberly and her team. Caller number?
Two,
right now at 403-276-8888. Well, to everybody, it's going to be a great school year. We're going to be positive. Thank you very much for the information, Kimberly. Look forward to chatting with you again next week.
My pleasure. Thanks, Mike.